We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
She was staring out the window.
All right, this one from Trace Adkins. You're going to miss this.
Good song.
R.D. Hall playing music today. It's Listener Appreciation Month in memory of his wife. So very good on Valentine's Day. We appreciate that. Let's get to the phones and talk some Wichita Thunder hockey. Tyler Elbrecht joins us. Tyler, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
A couple of home games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday against the Indy Fuel. This team's kind of needed to be refueled a little bit. It's kind of sputtered and stopped and gotten going, and it's been hard for the Thunder to find that consistent winning streak. Why is that, in your opinion, Tyler?
The group we have in the locker room, we're feeling the same thing that you're seeing, and right now we're just sort of going through some of those ups and downs and trying to figure out as a team and, obviously trying to take care of what we need to take care of and just focus on us. And, hopefully we can keep going in the right momentum here.
Tell us about your role on this team, Tyler, as a defenseman, kind of a guy who provides toughness. You've been in the penalty box 63 minutes, which is kind of low for you, actually, but a plus minus of 11 in the plus ranking there. So how would you describe your role on the Thunder?
My role is just to be a stay-at-home defenseman. Like you said, play tough, fight if it's needed to be to either change momentum, maybe protect myself or protect my teammates, be a shutdown D, not get scored on, and be a good penalty killer. That's what I try and bring to the table every night, and that's what I need to do to make sure our team has a chance, and that's my job.
We're talking Thunder hockey again at home this weekend against the Indy Fuel Friday at 7:05. I'm sorry, they're at Tulsa Friday, but home Saturday and Sunday against the Indy Fuel. Back to the team a little bit. We got used to the Central Hockey League, the ECHL. You're more obviously affiliated with the NHL. The roster changes. How difficult is that to maneuver throughout a full season of 70-plus Wichita Thunder games?
Yeah, it's obviously one thing that our coach does a great job, of handling, along with the guys in the locker room, welcoming new guys, almost weekly. You go through 40, sometimes 40, 50 guys plus in a season due to all that movement from the NHL team down. And, we just handle it as, it's a new guy. He's here to help us win. And hopefully, they're around for a while. And, that or whether they're called up, obviously that's everybody's goal. So, we're on the same page. Anybody that enters that locker room is on our team right away, and hopefully they're there to help us win.
So you turned 30 last year. I think PC Labrie, your player coach, is around 32 or so, so he's a guy older than you on the team. But you're kind of leading a younger roster. What's that like for you? And just personally, when you hit 30, and we're both older than that, so we're not trying to denigrate the age at all, but how do you kind of look at your career once you hit that mark?
Yeah, obviously being one of the older guys, you try and help those guys that, some of them are 10 years younger than you. Just try and show them the ropes, be a pro's pro, doing the right things, daily, in and out, on and off the ice, to make sure you take care of your body. So, hopefully those guys can play until they're 30, 35. And, being an older guy, I look in the mirror every day and try and figure out, how long I'm going to play or, is that fire ever going to not be there, but right now, I feel great body wise. I feel good for 30. Obviously, I'd love to be 20 again, but being 30 has been good to me so far. And career wise, we'll see. What happens here in the next year or two, career wise.
You were just given the C, the captain. What did that mean to you? What does that role look like on this team?
Yeah, you know, right now, you know, it's obviously an honor and a privilege. You know, obviously, in my mind, the team's mind, even coach's mind, you know, Dyson Stevenson is, he's our captain. He's, you know, he's obviously been out with a, you know, a lower body injury, and, you know, he's our captain, and as soon as he's back, he'll, you know, he'll have the C back. And, you know, that's, I mean, I've been fortunate enough in the past to have that, you know, that honor and that privilege, so I know how big it is, and it's, you know, it's a great thing to have, but, you know, for most guys, it doesn't really change too much on and how they approach each day and look at things. You know, obviously, it's a little bit more responsibility and making sure you're, you know, you're leading the right way every day. But, you know, our leadership group, you know, makes that, you know, winning those letters easier, and our team as a whole, everybody's there, you know, supporting each other every day. So yeah, as much as it is an honor and a privilege, you know, it's, I can never take it away from Dice, and it's good for right now, and I'll be excited when he's back as well.
Talking to Tyler Elbrick, defenseman of the Wichita Thunder, you're out of the St. Louis area, so take me back to those times. A kid growing up, how did you get involved in hockey?
You know, I want to say it started from my dad and my mom probably throwing rollerblades on me as a young kid and putting me in the street, and from there it sort of grew into more than, you know, just playing around. And when I was about eighth grade, I had that decision to make between, you know, pursuing baseball or pursuing hockey, just because of how serious it was getting. And I ended up choosing hockey, and, you know, luckily for the support of my parents and everybody that's been around me, you know, I was lucky enough to get where I am today. And but yeah, I mean, obviously I played out of St. Louis, and the AAA programs there are great, and the support system now especially has grown dramatically there. So it's really awesome to see, since I've been growing up, how much more hockey has grown in that area. And, you know, hopefully looking back, we all had something to do with that.
Cardinals or Blues, Tyler?
You know what? I'm going to say Cubs, and I'm going to say Blues.
That's the wrong answer.
Wait a minute, Tyler. If I'd known this, I would have never called you today. I'm a devout Cardinals fan.
My whole family's from the suburbs of Chicago, so that's certainly what I grew up in. And I was a big Sammy Sosa fan, obviously. My generation, you know, is when he was in the league and good. So those are my excuses, I guess.
Well, that doesn't play well in St. Louis, I'm sure.
No, you know, I sort of keep that answer to myself, but on the phone, I feel a little safer.
Well, we appreciate talking with you. It's a good to catch up. The Thunder at Tulsa on Friday night, at home Saturday and Sunday against the Indy Fuel. Hope you guys get hot and make a little playoff run here in the last 20 or so games.
Yeah, we do too, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate it. Let's get to the phones. Pastor Mike calling during an interview.
Interesting. I wonder what he has.
That is interesting. Pastor Mike, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It's good to hear from
you. Hey, Pastor Mike, who do you think is a better interviewer between Bob and me?
Bob does have more experience. But I think you often could be a little more insightful. He just
wow. You're just making things up now, Pastor Mike. That's okay.
He knows
though
how to stroke my ego.
That's okay. You know that Jeff needed that, and I appreciate that.
And I said you were good, and you had, you know, you got all your age and experience, which is a good thing. Believe me, from somebody who's old himself. But I'm enjoying Arizona. I want to call in and wish you happy Valentine's.
Are you down to see the Royals in spring training?
I'm going to hop over there. I actually had some ministry things they're doing. We do some parenting stuff, and their headquarters are here. And so I've been just working on a project. And but yes, I'm just a few miles from there. So I fly out tomorrow. Before I fly out, I'm gonna run by and look at our wonderful pitchers and catchers and things, I believe. So.
Well, we were curious to get your thoughts. I thought maybe we'd hear from you earlier in the week about Kareem Hunt and his move over to Cleveland Browns. How did you feel about all that? You're a man of you're a man that believes in redemption.
Sure, and hope. Yeah, I know. And I, you know, and I, but there is consequences as well. And so I really was glad that the Chiefs made that decision, just take a stand on an issue. And I don't know if they blame Cleveland. I'm not saying that they're, you know, horrible for taking him and giving him a second chance. But you always have to kind of look at your own perspective, which is I'm glad he's not a Chief, because he had had a chance, and you know, he didn't talk about it, and there were things going on that he could have. Because you look at Tyreek Hill, who had not exactly the same. This was on video, and we've learned how much video impacts our culture. But he was able to, you know, seemingly redeem himself, seemingly doing very good.
All right, Pastor Mike, have a good time in Arizona, okay?
You guys take care of your wives today.
That's no question about that. All right, there's Pastor Mike. We need a break. When we return, we'll visit with Wichita State women's basketball coach Keitha Adams. They've been playing better of late. So that's next on The Drive, Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.